Patient name, Mohammed, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, last name, Younous, Y-O-U-N-O-U-S, date of birth, 8-14 of 1960, date of service, 1-9 of 24. This is a 63-year-old male patient. He's being seen today as part of an evaluation for a motor vehicle accident. Apparently, he was out of state in Colorado, and he got hit from behind on Christmas Eve, the 24th of December. EMS was not dispatched, nor did he go to the hospital for follow-up the next day, or actually any time thereafter while he was in Colorado or when he returned to the Cleveland, Texas area today. He actually returned on the 27th. Patient states he sustained injuries to the neck, causing pain from the neck radiating down to the low back, and also his left trapezius muscle strain from the neck to his shoulder, the left side. He does maintain all activities of daily living. He does so with some discomfort, especially overhead reaching on the left side with that left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. He doesn't complain of acute pain. His pain is rated a 3 of 10. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse 88, respiration 20, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 99%, current weight 130, allergies none, current medication none, medical history, diabetes, surgical history unremarkable or non-contributory, social history non-contributory. Period and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's able to converse well with me and answer all my questions. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Examination of the back bilaterally, symmetrical, left versus right. I've gone through some range of motion exercises with him. He is able to lift the right arm over his head without any discomfort whatsoever. However, the left is more purposeful and complains of discomfort, so we have limited range of motion on that left shoulder just due to his pain level. Period, new paragraph. There's no deformity. There's no ecchymosis. There's no crepitus in that left shoulder. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the neck. There is no swelling. Once again, no ecchymosis, no... it appears as though he has full range of motion. He is able to turn his head to the left and right laterally, and he does so without any discomfort or grimacing. Period, new paragraph. Once again, the primary complaint is neck pain, left trapezius radiating to the left shoulder, and then the neck mid. Posterior neck radiating to the low back. Period, new paragraph. We're going to recommend he do physical therapy and we'll also do a prescription intervention as well. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Neck pain, low back pain. Patient will be given a Medrol dose pack and Motrin 800 milligrams three times daily PRN pain number 30. This patient will furthermore, follow up with physical therapy, which will be scheduled twice weekly for 1 month. He'll return back in 1 month for follow-up.